It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Pull down on that rope and ring the bell. And when you hear that bell ring, you know to get your Bibles. And this time we're going to be turning in our Bibles to Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, as we continue in this series of studies on the life of Christ and the harmony of the Gospels. And so this is a study about the prodigal son, and it is also a temperance lesson. There were a lot of temperance lessons that our grandparents used to hear when they would assemble for Sunday school. And, you know, I wonder how long it has been for many of us to have heard a temperance lesson, or even do we know what temperance means? Well, it means self-controlled, and in often is used in the context of self-controlled around liquor and alcohol. And, of course, self-controlled around liquor and alcohol means you turn away from it and you do not drink it. Think of all the problems in this world that we not have and that would never have occurred if people would not turn that bottle up to their lips. And it's those first few drinks of alcohol that takes away a person's judgment and their self-control. And so they throw themselves into this pit, and many can drink themselves to death. Well, the best thing to do is to exercise self-control and just don't drink it to start with. Well, we'll be talking about that a little more as we get into the lesson. Now, before we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we begin a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 2nd, 1924. Let me read to you the lesson text, Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 11 and going down through verse 24. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of thy substance that falleth to me.' And he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the country, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet afar off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said unto his servants, 'Bring forth quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to make merry. The golden text for this is Luke chapter 15 and verse 18, where the son said, I will arise and go to my father. The devotional reading is the 50th psalm, or the 51st psalm. Now, this 51st psalm has an inscription, and those inscriptions are those words, usually in another font, another little print, right at the beginning of the psalm. And here in the American Standard Version, the ancient inscription for the 51st psalm says, for the chief musician, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Now here's the psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and against thee only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou art not despised. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offering, and whole burnt offerings. Then wilt they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Now that is the 51st psalm. Let's return to Elam's notes on the study of the prodigal son. Perea was the country that lay beyond Jordan. In the New Testament, it was about the same as Gilead in the Old Testament, and lay south of Bashan. That may have been the far country into which that prodigal son had gone in that story, or at least that may have been what the Jews had thought of as a far country when Jesus spoke of that. Now, as we had said earlier, temperance means self-controlled. Not only abstinence from intoxicating liquor, but that is certainly included. There is not a more important lesson, not a more necessary one, or one that involves more good than self-controlled. It leads to great usefulness and good, to peace here and salvation hereafter. The lack of it leads to the greatest shame and disgrace and misery and woe. The tongue and temper, appetites and passions must be controlled, while the whole body must be brought into subjection to the gospel of Christ. strong drink has slain its thousands, and sent almost as many to perdition, and has left numerous destitute widows and orphans behind. This terrible evil has not yet been overcome, but transgression of law has been added to it. We have learned who the publicans were, and that the publicans among the Jews were despised by their fellow Jews. Many were corrupt and oppressive. Some were honest and good men. Matthew, who became an apostle, we know was a publican and a noble man. The Pharisees and scribes complained that Jesus ate with publicans and sinners. Jesus drew the multitude to him by his miracles of mercy, his goodness, sincerity, justice, righteousness, compassion, and love. He healed their afflicted ones. He associated with them and ate with them and addressed his teaching to their comprehension. He opened to them the door of repentance and brought them new hope and offered to them God and heaven. Never did he refuse to associate with the scribes and Pharisees nor teach them. He came not to array one class against another, but to break down the middle walls of partition, to destroy all caste, and to make of all one people in the kingdom of his love. The Pharisees were a religious sect among the Jews, according to Acts 23 and verse 8. The scribes, who primarily transcribed the scriptures, were also interpreters of the law. These scribes and Pharisees were sinners before God of the worst kind. Their morality and piety were outward and formal. They were venerable hypocrites, compared by Jesus to whited sepulchres full of corruption. They would devour widows' houses for a pretense and make long prayers. They were particular about small things, but neglected judgment, mercy, and faith. They were too self-conceited, too proud, and too self-righteous to repent and enter the kingdom of God themselves, and they would not allow others to do so. They murmured that Jesus ate with publicans and sinners. To do this was to put himself on an equality with those prescribed classes. It was a shock to their senses of propriety that a prophet sent from God would do this. Now let's look at the force of the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus answers the critics of his conduct in eating and associating with publicans and sinners in the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. You could call him the lost boy. These parables justify his course and shows why he should associate with such classes, while they teach us the important principle of seeking the salvation of all. Seeking in mercy the lost sheep and hunting in patience the lost coin demonstrates the patience and love of Jesus in seeking the salvation of the lost. The parable of the prodigal son shows the penitence, action, and free will of the sinner in returning to God and God's compassion and mercy in forgiving him and receiving him. Jesus uses the strongest parable last. Even the scribes and Pharisees could not but approve of the compassion and mercy of the forgiving Father and condemn the actions of the eldest son. They claimed to be righteous, the publicans and sinners, and they were self-confessed sinners. The elder son represents them, and all sinners like them, and the prodigal son represents the publicans and all penitent sinners returning to God. We'll continue this in our next class.